Hello, my name is Carlos. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in the state and individual communities. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just for a statistical purpose only, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just the year?
1960.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Okay, let me just a moment. 1960. Sir, are you registered to vote in Philadelphia, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am registered.
Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, but
high
not
school.
A degree? High school. Thank you, sir. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Italian-American.
Okay, so you're not a... you consider yourself a white Caucasian, black African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Italian-American.
Okay, I understand. Hey, yes, you are registered. And we're thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And below is the list of issues. Can you pick which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Let me read them all, okay? The public transportation, the city services like the trash pickup, the public school funding, the cost of housing and rent in Philadelphia, the jobs in the economy, the gun violence, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, the crime and public safety, the homelessness, the healthcare in Philadelphia, the inflation and the cost of living, or the corruption in city government. If you have to pick two or three, which ones would you pick?
Crime.
Yes.
Fentanyl and corruption in government.
Okay. What was the second one after crime?
Fentanyl.
Oh, the fentanyl, the fentanyl
drug crisis.
And the corruption in the city government, right? Now,
yes, sir.
Real quick, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people or using the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means they are neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, okay? I'm going to read them all, and you can tell me how you feel. Now, how about the council member, Kenyatta Johnson, from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. And the Philadelphia Department of Streets, 0 to 10?
5.
And the Philadelphia City Council? 1.
5.
Okay.
5.
And the District Attorney, Larry Kushner?
0.
And the Police Commissioner, Kevin Bethel?
9.
Okay. And your local police officers, from 0 to 10?
9.
And the Philadelphia Police Department?
10.
Okay. And Mayor Sherelle Parker?
5.
And SEPTA? S-E-P-T-A?
5.
Okay. And Governor Josh Shapiro?
2.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
That's too soon to tell.
I understand. She just got the job. But so far, and as far as you know, and generally speaking, will you approve somewhat?
Yeah, she's trying. I approve what she's trying to do.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly?
Disagree.
Or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Now, here's a list of issues that might impact the Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue on your neighborhood? A 10 means that you're highly satisfied with that issue, and 5 means neutral, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The condition of roads and infrastructure from 0 to 10.
2.
Okay. And the public safety.
10.
And the quality.
Let me back up with that. Public safety?
Yes, sir.
0. 0.
Okay. How about the quality of education in public schools from 0 to 10?
0.
And access to affordable housing?
4.
What number? 4.
Yeah.
And the availability of good paying jobs in Philadelphia. How satisfied are you with that issue? 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And how about the cost of rent?
8.
Okay. And how about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities? For 0 to 10. Okay. And the access to public transportation?
6.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Sir, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year? What's your opinion?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point that where you can't really get ahead? How do you feel?
Falling behind.
Thank you. And below is the list of goods or services that Philadelphians may regularly spend money on. Can you please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses? You may select up to 3. The personal care, the education, the paying down the debt, public transportation, recreation and entertainment, the rent, the health care, including your prescription drugs, child care, utility, gas, electricity, and internet, the gas, the groceries. If you have to pick 2 or 3?
Food.
Okay.
Gas. Food, gas, and utilities.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crimes? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned in your neighborhood?
Very concerned. Very concerned.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month. Okay, thank you. And I do appreciate your patience on the line, believe me. Now, sir, do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department? How do you feel?
Too little.
Too little. And here's the list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take on the immediate future. After each one, can you please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented? Close the open-air drug market in Kensington. Much safer? Somewhat safer?
Yes.
A little bit safer? Less.
Much safer.
Much safer. And how about the action of expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries? Much?
Yeah. Much.
A little bit? Much, okay. And begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. Much? Somewhat? A little? Or not at all?
Much.
Safer. Okay. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles. Much,
much.
A little, much. Hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victims advocates. Much, a little bit. So
a little bit.
Okay. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Much, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Much.
Much safer if they implement that action. Okay, so in a few words, can you please tell me what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently? Just 1 or 2 things.
She's been out in the community, and I've seen her, she's trying to implement things to stop the open-air fentanyl market, heroin abuse down in Kensington, so.
The crisis, okay.
Yes.
So you actually see her physically on the community, right?
Yes.
And what you heard about her, that she's trying to stop or to tackle the fentanyl crisis?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Can you please indicate the two or three items that you may think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024? You may select up to three items, okay? Tackle the opioid crisis, improve our schools and education, reduce juvenile crime, invest in community development, hire more police officers, improve public transportation, improve city's infrastructure, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, get guns off the streets, foster small businesses and local jobs, remove homeless encampments, or support more affordable housing. Can you pick three of them?
More police on the street?
Okay.
Can I make up my own or no?
No, you have to select for the ones I just read to you because I don't have no space to write down if you select one.
All these questions you've been asking me, you haven't mentioned the first responders at all besides the police. You haven't mentioned nothing about the fire department.
No,
firefighters at all.
Right. They don't have nothing about the fire department. They have the first responders though on the one that because she's thinking about hiring more people to give first response. I did ask that question, but not exclusively to the fire department. You're right.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yeah, but how about the reduce the juvenile crime, the tackle the opioid crisis?
The only way to reduce this crime is to put people in jail that are found convicted, that are convicted, instead of letting them out. So
yeah,
you're not going to reduce the crime until you start making people pay for the crimes they commit. That's the whole problem.
And you know, as it's more complicated than what they make it seem like, right? Because they noticed to end the gun violence and
it's not too complicated. It's not complicated. If you commit a crime, break the law, and you're found guilty, you go to jail. And you're not let out. With Krasner, you're letting everybody out.
Understood.
So why not hold up the people at gunpoint? Why not rob the store $500 or less? Because there's no punishment.
Well,
so,
that can be in the reduced juvenile crime. That can be one of the
But the way to reduce it is how I just said it, and it sounds it's not
right.
difficult.
No,
it's
no,
not
I understand
okay,
that.
Go ahead.
And thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, moving on, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. Can you, after each one, can you please indicate on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy? Now, 10 means that you strongly support the policy, and 5 means neutral, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy, okay? Now, you may select any number from 0 to 10. The policy to add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And add 50 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims' advocates to better serve residents. 0?
Wait a minute. 10 was the best, right?
No, 10 is the best, yes. 10 is you strongly support,
10.
And 0 means you strongly oppose.
Right, 10.
10, okay. Now, provide nearly $100 million for street cleanup and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers, from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. And keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. From 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. And invested $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal. From 0 to 10.
0.
And invest $190 million in new funding for our city public schools. From 0 to 10.
You're throwing good money away. 0.
Okay. And invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. Zero, you strongly oppose that policy, and 10 is me, you strongly support that policy. From zero to 10.
Yes, 10.
Okay.
10.
And provide $100 million for treatment and treat facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness. From zero to 10.
4.
Okay. And invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. From zero to 10.
Is that government funded housing?
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. This is going to be a policy that is going to be proposed on the 2024 city budget. Okay. Will you oppose or approve?
4.
Oppose? 4? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid and work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and require them to be back at the office full time?
8.
No, but you strongly support, somewhat support, and neither support or oppose, somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I want it, yes.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
I strongly support that. Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes and other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end the city support for needle exchange programs? Support or oppose? As strongly or somewhat?
Thoroughly.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement a year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. That plan seeks to provide kids a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids to stay out of trouble. Now, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end the city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. How often would you say you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day? A few times a week? A few times a month? Or rarely or never?
Every day.
Every day. And thank you. Let's finish this up, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Republican.
And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong.
A strong Republican. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
I own my own.
You own. Okay. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Straight. Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced,
married,
or widow? Okay.
Married.
Thank you, sir. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No, all my children are grown.
That's great. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump? Okay. And below are some potential news sources. Can you please select about the three sources that you get most of your news from? Do you get your news from Fox News, the X or Twitter, CNN, Facebook, NPR, or WHYY, YouTube,
Fox News?
Fox News is one. The Washington Post, TikTok, local news stations, New York Times, Power 99, Philadelphia Inquirer, or Philadelphia Daily News? just
Inquirer, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Philadelphia Inquirer. Thank you. And last year, that was 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25,000? 25 to 34? 35 to 44,000? 45 to 54? 55 to 64,000? 65 to 75,000? 75 to 84? 85 to 99,000? 100,000 to 249,000? Or 250,000? 100 to 49. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Believe me.